The week that was with Gaundy and Maz. It was a week to send shivers up your spine, and it all started with this sickening science fact.
Poo flying out of the sky, the theory is it came from a plane, and it got us asking the question, what happens to the poo on a plane?
A loyal listener, Flash, is a phone line expert in this field. What happens when you flush?
It's known as blue ice. They have a blue colour disinfectant in the toilet, and it normally goes to a holding tank, but sometimes it leaks out that fuselage, and because the plane's at such a high altitude, it instantly freezes, then it breaks off, falls to ground.
Well, I was going to say, this is the most in-depth thing you've ever said on our radio show around this topic, which is amazing.
Well, I'm glad I could be of help. It's always a pleasure for you guys to talk to me.
You took the words right out of my mouth, mate.
And if it wasn't fecal matter dropping from the sky, it was body parts dropping into other things that had us in trouble.
We're talking about this new contraceptive testicle bath that has been invented. The idea is that you drop your nuts in this thing.
Yep.
And I don't know how it works necessarily, but it apparently slows down your swimmers.
Yes.
Temporarily so that you don't conceive.
I do love this part of the article, though. It says, the water heats up the temperature of a warm bath, so it's a great way for your testicles to unwind after a long day.
What, like, logistically, how are you getting your nuts in that? Like, plop them in there?
I could do it sitting here now like this. Like, if I had it, I could do, like, a...
Where's the bath going?
Just held, handheld, and, you know, get them in there.
So you hold the bath.
I hold the bath.
And then you squat down.
Yes. Yeah, like dipping nuggets into some sweet and sour sauce.
Gaundy was definitely starting to sound like an old man as he went from awkward low-hanging fruit to full-blown grey hair territory.
Going to the movies by yourself. I absolutely love it, and I went over the weekend, but at the end of the movie, the guys come in. I said, I'm so sorry, I've spilt some popcorn up there. I just wanted to let you know. And he goes, yeah, that's fine, mate, I'll take care of it. I said, oh, look, I used to do your job, and so I know what it's like to go up there and have to sort that stuff out. So, you know, I know what it's like to have to go do that. And he goes, yeah, cool. He's looking at me like, mate, just I'm trying to finish my shift here. Can you move on? And then I dropped, you'll love this, I dropped, well, mate, back in my day, I said, mate, I used to do your job as a kid.
You are dancing in dad territory.
It would have been 2000, around 2000.
Great era for the movies, by the way.
Hayley was three.
Yeah. That's funny.
Our producer Hayley was three at the time.
Oh, my God.
So listen in, Hayley. Gather around the wireless.
But the biggest shock that hit our body came from the horror flashbacks of the Wiggles songs that will never leave our soul.
Come on, parents.
Come on, parents.
It's your time to shine. All those hours that you have been subjected to the Wiggles is finally going to pay off. 3 seconds of a song. Just tell us which Wiggles song it is, okay?
Here it is. Here's the 3 seconds. Here we go.
Come on, everybody. Let's dance.
Lisa knows. Come on, Lisa. You know this one. It's an easy one.
Dorothy, would you like to dance with me?
Yeah, girl.
Dorothy the dinosaur.
Who were you just telling that you'd won in your household?
My 16-month-old.
Your 16-month-old baby.
All right, let's move on to the next one.
And we've got Ali. Good on you,
let's
babe.
Let's see if you know the next one here.
That one's a little bit tough.
It is a bit tough. Probably one of their most famous songs.
Yeah, you
if
think
I'm being
it's
honest.
Tough, but when you hear it, you'll go, "Oh yeah,
oh yeah, that old
hot potatoes."
Yeah,
potato.
And that's the week that was with Gaundy and Maz.
Logistically, how are you getting your nuts in that?